If you're a health coach who wants to get clients, this video is going to help you do just that because I'm going to show you the four ways to get clients into your health coaching business. Hey, welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. I'm Uriel Kame, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. You are listening to this because you are a health professional or coach who is committed and driven to growing a successful virtual practice or coaching business online. In these episodes, I'm going to give you the best of the best when it comes to marketing, sales, mindset, business growth in general to help you achieve those goals. So without any further ado, let's dive right in. Now, I'm sure you're aware that there are many, many ways that you can go about building your business and a lot of ways to get clients. Some of them are effective, some of them are less effective, some of them are predictable, some are less predictable, some take a long time, some happen relatively quickly. So I want to give you perspective around what that can look like. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my iPad. I'm going to draw through a quadrant with you, which walks through a couple parameters. So on the y-axis, we have predictable at the top and we have unpredictable at the bottom. And on the x-axis, we have slow. And on the right, we have fast. So I'm going to walk you through the four ways to get clients or attract clients based on those parameters. Now, there are, if we look at the assumption here, the assumption is that you have a coaching program or a service you're offering that when people come into your world, you will sell them into if they're a good fit. So whether it's a higher ticket coaching program for $2,000 to $5,000, or if it's a one-off session, I don't know what exactly you're offering, but that's the assumption. We're not selling products. We're not selling, you know, e-com type of stuff. This is for a coaching type of relationship slash offer. So let's dive into this. Now, I'm going to share four ways here, but understand there's many others. And I'll just kind of allude to those as we go. But these are the four big ones. And obviously, having been in business for 20 years now and having built and sold my previous health business and then obviously helping thousands of others build six, seven, and eight figure coaching businesses, this is the typical stuff we see. Okay. So what I want to start off with is really looking at, as a starting point, the slow and unpredictable path. And unfortunately, this is where a lot of people start. And so when I'm talking with someone and I'm asking, like, how are you currently getting clients? The number one thing that I hear is this, is word of mouth slash referrals. Now, the way I look at this is referrals and word of mouth are amazing, right? They really are. Like, they're the cherry on top, if you will. But for a business to rely solely on it becomes a little bit dangerous. Now, I share that with a little bit of context because quite honestly, in the grand scheme of things, if your business and your coaching program are phenomenal, then this should be the primary way of acquiring and attracting clients at scale. But I'm talking about something very different, which is what I see, which is cool. So you get clients through word of mouth. And how many are we talking about on a monthly basis? Well, like one, two. Okay, well, you have no business, right? It might be someone has a relationship with a medical practice or they have a clinic and word of mouth comes in from that, right? That's the typical way most health practitioners build their business is like person refers over warm word of mouth. You know, there's no resistance. The person's like, cool, here's my money, let's do this. When you're building an online coaching business, it's not simple like that, all right? Unless you have pre-existing relationships where you have primary care physicians or the like referring business into you, you don't have a predictable flow of inbound leads slash prospects. This is why I call this slow and unpredictable. It's slow in the sense of like, you probably don't have a consistent flow of leads coming in, and it's unpredictable because you can't bank on this. Like, what's the business model? So let me draw out the business model. Okay, so I wait around and I hope people come into my business. That's not a business model. If it is, it's a very broken one. Now, that's a very different proposition than when you're building your business at scale. And I'm talking about millions of dollars in revenue at this point. And you've worked with hundreds or thousands of clients. And because of the volume of people you've worked with, you have orchestrated a referral process where for every 1.5 clients you have, you get 1.8 referrals. You're like, what are you talking about, Uri? Exactly. Right? Unless you have an orchestrated referral process on the back end, where I'm just giving you averages for every 1.5 clients, not one client and half a body, but if you have 300 clients, 150 clients, right? Example, or whatever 1.5 is of that, which I believe is 150, anyways, I'm not going to bore you with that. The difference is warm word of mouth and referrals when you're early on in business is okay, but it's a slow, deadly game to rely on because you have no control over it. It's not predictable. As your business scales into multiple seven figures, when you have a very high volume of clients and you have crafted a referral program where you know at very specific intervals, people are going to start referring to you and you've created that process, that's a different story, okay? Anyways, so word of mouth and referrals is the first way that a lot of people attract clients. I actually think it's a very dangerous business model to base the growth of your company on until you're at scale. But in the grand scheme of things, as your business grows, word of mouth and referrals is the most important way to grow. But to understand the context of where we are in the journey. Okay, the second way is, again, if we're talking about a little bit on the slow side here, I'm going to bring this over into this category here, and I'm going to call this post and pray. Now, what I mean by this is creating content, using social media, stuff like this, these YouTube videos, there's really no, I put them predictable because the reality is if you keep doing this for years, it's only a matter of time before you start bringing clients into your world. The challenge is that it just takes so long. I mean, it took me 7 years to make my first $1 million from 2005 to 2012 by doing post and pray. Like it works, it just takes forever. Like this current YouTube channel, we don't require this to build our business. Like we started this channel but 4 years after we started Healthpreneur, and I told the team, I don't really care if anything comes from this other than me sharing great content that hopefully viewers like yourself find useful. So post and pray is predictable in the sense that if you do this long enough, if you create content on social on a daily basis, if you're putting stuff up on a podcast or YouTube, like it's only a matter of time before it gains traction, but it just takes forever. So my word of warning with these two is that although these are great, you can't build your business from day one on these because of how slow they are. Unless you have a briefcase of cash or a huge runway of capital to burn through that you just happen to have sitting around, your business will not go anywhere if you do this stuff. My suggestion with this is these are beautiful add-ons when you have a predictable machine that's already growing your business. Just want to jump in real quick. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. I realize that I talk about the perfect client pipeline a lot. And if you're wondering to yourself, you keep alluding to this thing, but what exactly is it? How does it work? How can it help me grow my coaching business or virtual health practice? And that's a very valid question because even when I speak with people, I ask them if they watch the masterclass, and a lot of times they're like, no, I haven't seen it. So if you are wondering how it all works, if you want to know how this simple four-step business model has helped more than 1,300 and counting of our clients, who are all health practitioners and coaches, generate more than $217 million in their businesses without spending all their time on social media, without sending DMs, without doing launches, without building fancy websites. If you want to know exactly how it all works, and if you want to see case studies that show the proof that it actually works, then let me hook you up. You can go over to my Instagram profile, at Healthpreneur on Instagram, or you can just type into your browser healthpreneurgroup.com/217. So 217, the actual numbers. If you type that in, or that same link will be on my Instagram profile, click on that. It'll take you over to the page where you can register to watch the masterclass and then just go through it. And you'll have a really good idea of exactly how we help our clients build their businesses using the perfect client pipeline. So once again, that is healthpreneurgroup.com/217, or go to my Instagram bio at Healthpreneur on Instagram and click the link in my bio. I'll see you there and let's get back to the show.
Okay, so let's look at the third way to bring in clients. I'm going to call this fast and a little bit unpredictable. And this might be odd, but I'm going to call this go hunting. What I mean, and this honestly, this can also venture into this category of being a little bit predictable, and it depends. What I mean by going hunting is that this is like you on social media. This is what I'm talking about, okay? You are going to go and post comments on every single account that serves an audience similar to yours. You're gonna find the biggest accounts that have hundreds of thousands of followers. You're gonna tap into their influence. You're gonna leave thoughtful comments on their posts, not spammy, but value adding,
The people who follow them are going to see your comment over and over again because you're going to post on their daily, and they're going to be like, wow, this person is adding some real value. They will click on your name. They will go to your profile on Instagram, as an example, see your stuff, start following you. When they start following you, you send them a message. Hey, Yuri, thanks so much for the follow. Means a lot. What brings you into my world? And then you can engage in a process we call the conversational close. If you don't know what that is, well, it is what it is. It's basically a DM conversation that moves people from followers into paying clients. But this is a very, very common approach nowadays. You probably have an inbox that is inundated with people that are just reaching out to you via the DMs. Now, I say this is fast because it can happen very fast if you know your numbers. So for instance, if you know that for every, you know, after doing this for a certain amount of time, you'll start to see, like, if you post on 10 different accounts every day, that it's yielding a certain number of followers back to your account. Maybe that's 10 a day, maybe it's 100 a day, I don't know. But you'll start to notice that for every 100 followers you have and you send them a DM, maybe 10 of those people book a call with you. And of those 10, 2 enroll. And so now you have a little bit more of potentially a predictable prospect process, but it can also be fast depending on how much time you're willing to put into this. It can be unpredictable. That's why I put it down there initially, because you don't necessarily know what's going to happen from your activity, especially if you don't have valuable, useful content on social media to begin with. What I'm sharing with you here, the go hunting strategy, is specifically for social media, like, and ideally on Instagram, because it has the best messaging platform. You could use this on Facebook, but it's probably not going to be as effective. Like, I'm talking about, you're living on Instagram hours upon hours upon hours a day. And that person who spends 10 hours a day doing this will get faster results than someone who spends 30 minutes because of the volume of stuff you can put out, the volume of accounts that you can follow and connect with versus just doing the bare minimum. That's why I put this in the fast, but it can also be in the slow. That's why I put it in unpredictable, but it can also be predictable. And it's 100% determined by your sweat equity. This is how people burn out, right? But it's also sometimes what you got to do if that's all you have to work with. But the nice thing about this is that you're engaging in conversations, and conversations will lead to conversions. You'll get to know your audience and you'll build and improve your craft. So that's the third way to attract clients. It's probably one of the more common ways we now see. But the challenge with that is also it creates a lot of this, like just this distaste for people messaging you out of the blue, okay? So there's a right way to do this and a wrong way to do this. But suffice to say, go hunting is a very viable strategy. All right, so number four is my favorite, which is run ads. It's predictable and it's fast. At the push of a button, you can reach as many people as you want. If you spend $25 a day, you will reach this many people. If you spend $25,000 a day, you can reach the whole country, okay? Depending on who your market is. Running ads is predictable because you'll know exactly how much you're paying for a lead. You're gonna know exactly how many of those leads turn into calls, and therefore you'll know exactly how much you're paying for a call. You're gonna know exactly how many calls you take in order to enroll one client. And as a result of that, you'll know exactly how much it costs you to enroll one client. So if the cost to acquire a client is $500 and you charge $3,000, then you have a 6-to-1 return on ad spend. So if you knew that, why would you ever slow your ad spend down? Like, you would just go crazy. So when we started Healthpreneur, this is how we went from $0 to $1 million in 7 weeks, because we were able to go very quickly because we had data after running some tests, and then we just went. And this is how we help our clients go from 0 to 6 figures in the space of a couple months in many cases. Now, some people take a little bit longer, but generally our clients will add $10,000 to $50,000 per month to their coaching business within 6 to 12 months by this strategy. Now, obviously, there's many ways you can run ads. Like, you can run ads to free challenges, direct them to a call. We do it with a process called the Perfect Client Pipeline, which you can learn more about on our channel. But if you're looking for predictability and fast, this is the way to go. So if you have more money than you have time, this is the best way to start. If you have no money, well, you have to use your time. Like, you have no other opportunity. Like, you have no other choice. Like, if you have no money and no time, then something's got to give, right? And a lot of health professionals are busy as hell in their clinic or working one-on-one with clients from patients all day, and they're not making that much money. So number one, the model has to change on the delivery front, because you can't even market and acquire new clients if you're burnt out delivering on the back end. If you can't change, you cannot change your income if you don't change your model. And so the biggest bottleneck in a service-based business is not even the marketing, it's the delivery. So the first thing to do is, number one, get some type of predictable, ideally, acquisition play so you can bring people into your world, because on the internet, no one knows who you are. And then second is you got to fix the delivery, because you'll never turn the faucet on the front end if you're constantly moving people into working with you and it's taking up more and more of your time. We will not move into pain. So if acquiring new clients means more pain for you because it requires more of your time, well, why would you do that, right? And so one of the things that we help our clients with is really fix their delivery so they can work with one-to-many as opposed to one-to-one so that they can improve their marketing, turn up the flow, help more people, and impact more of their clients on the back end without the clients requiring them to be with them one-on-one every single step of the way. So if you're a health coach looking to improve your marketing, looking to get clients, these are the four main ways you have. There's obviously a couple nuances underneath each of these, but these are the four big ones. My suggestion to you is that, and this is going to be different from what you hear from a lot of people. If you are relatively new or starting your business and you have experience working with clients, I would strongly recommend the top rate is running ads. And you'll hear a lot of other coaches say, that's terrible advice. You should be making $20,000 a month before you run ads. Cool. How exactly are you getting $20,000 a month if you have no followers and you have no assets online? You will get there, sure, but it's going to take you years. Or you can just learn how to run ads profitably, spend a dollar makes three, and you'll get there in the space of a couple of weeks or a couple months. The choice is yours, but successful people understand that money is cheap and time is expensive. Don't be fooled by the post and pray or the go hunting strategies and thinking because they're free, they're free. They're not. They take up the most valuable asset that you can never make more of, which is your time. So if you want more time back in your life, if you want to move quicker, you got to learn how to run ads to predictably and profitably bring clients into your world. Once you have that machine working for you 24/7, then I would recommend, if you want, layering more content and social media on top of that. But because you want to, not because you have to. This channel exists because I want to do it. I require nothing from this channel to grow our business because we already have a predictable machine that generates all of our clients for us. And now this, as we grow this over time, will become a bigger and bigger piece of the pie. But if we started with this, I wouldn't be in business. So there you go. If you've enjoyed this, hit subscribe. If you want to learn more about what our perfect client pipeline looks like, there's a link in the description to see what it's all about. If you want to check it out, how it can incorporate into your business. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you taking the time, and I'll see you in the next video. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me in today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have, here's what I'd love for you to do next, is if you're not already subscribed to The Healthpreneur Show, go ahead and hit that button wherever you're listening to this to make sure you do not miss a single episode coming your way. And while you're at it, why not leave a rating or review? It would mean a lot to me. And here's why. Because I lay in bed awake at night wondering, are you enjoying this show? Do you get a lot of value out of this? And I never really know until I hear from you. All kidding aside, I would really appreciate a rating or review because, as you know, the more people know about this show, the more people we can help. And your ratings and reviews make a huge difference. So thanks for hanging out with me once again. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.